Fotografia europea 2025. Avere 20 anni.
Ciao, sono Francesco Colombelli e oggi
vi parlerò di fluorescenza. Hi, I'm Francesco Colombelli and I'm going to talk to you today about Fluorescent Adolescent, the exhibition of photographic books that I curated for Fotografia Europea 2025. I borrowed the title from a song by Arctic Monkeys. I liked this concept of fluorescence linked to adolescence, this property of absorbing and radiating, reflecting the light. It may be a simplification, but I think adolescence is contained nicely in this concept of light, of brilliance, as it's a crucial period of transition and development for every one of us, a period during which emotions become intensified. We've all lived through, are living through, or will live through this unrepeatable time of life. The selection of books on display ranges from books from the mid-90s to those published in the last few years. It tells the story of a search in which we all have the right and chance to see ourselves reflected. Sometimes they're stories about individual adolescents, sometimes about groups of adolescents who become spokespersons for an experience which is universal and unique at the same time. To fully understand this complex period, it's fundamental to think about the context in which young people grow up, starting with their bedrooms, where everyone creates a space for introspection, where they forge their identity and self-image, as in the books by Zosia Prominska, Future Perfect, or Barbara Marstrand, Still Life of Teenagers, in which teenagers and their rooms are the main subjects. Places outside the home, outside the family, also have a particular importance because these are places where young people are searching for a sense of belonging. You'll find books that talk about big cities and big American urban centres, such as Raised by Wolves by Jim Goldberg, but also about rural contexts and more isolated communities, such as the book by Alessandra Sanguinetti about two cousins living in wide open spaces in Argentina, or Cut It Short by Libosca and Solarki. Other books deal with situations in which adolescence is lived with huge uncertainty, away from home for bigger reasons, as in reception centres where minors are exiled in a sort of limbo with no way out, like in Dialect by Filippo Romero Beltran and Suspension by Alvaro de Prit. Sometimes we see how adolescence is experienced in even harder contexts, such as in countries struck by war, for example, in Vic Bakin's book Epitome. During this transition, educators and schools also play a fundamental role, becoming essential guides in teenagers' journeys of development. We have two examples of this in Classroom by Hikam Benohoud and Hafiz by Sabina Simen. Another crucial aspect of adolescence that I wanted to investigate is the physical change that forces us to reconsider our image and our bodies, sometimes between acceptance and rejection. We have a great example of this in the book Kiss It by Abby Traylor-Smith. Other fundamental themes are first love and the discovery of sexuality, as we can see in Young Love by Ewan Spencer. There's a whole world within adolescence. This exhibition invites you to try to rediscover and immerse yourself in this world, taking time to look at and listen to what the images in the books are trying to tell you. It prompts us to ask ourselves questions, to reflect collectively on what it really means to be young in today's world. I would like to conclude with two comments about how the exhibition has been set up. We wanted to pick up on the concept of fluorescence, featuring in the title with materials you'll find in the exhibition. Also, I chose to put a portrait of an adolescent looking us straight in the eyes on every window, observing us as we visit the exhibition, almost as if the adolescents were looking at us for once, almost judging us, and not the other way around.
Osservarci, quasi a giudicarci, e non il contrario, noi adulti a giudicare.